football game and soccer game over the weekend that I'm fired up to see. And Linda and I will sneak off and get a couple days to ourselves. But I think it's a little odd for it to come this this point in the year. But I think whenever you have this, this business is so 24/7 that you need an opportunity to kind of get yourself away from it. In the same vein, and Mike has done this for a long time, you know, you can't go 5-6 days without doing anything. So I'll continue to work out, and you know, inevitably I say I won't watch football, but I'll be there Sunday watching all the games and enjoying it.
Is this a locker room that can keep the momentum going from that Patriots win into Baltimore on Monday night?
I sure hope so. I mean, I think the thing in this league is it's always a new challenge each and every week, and whether you've had success or failure, you got to be able to put that behind you and move on. But we certainly want to carry the confidence. I think what that game showed us is that we can beat anyone. If you can go into New England and take it to a team that really, in a lot of ways, is the standard bearer for an organization in this league the last 5-6 years in this league, it gives you confidence as a team that we can beat anyone in any place. And as long as we continue to prepare and execute come game day, we'll be all right.
John, looks like you are repeating the pattern with a slow start. Yeah. First game last year, 2-1, maybe on your way to 13-3.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, we'll continue to take it each week as they come, but it is eerily similar to what happened last year, and you know, maybe someday we'll get a little better at those openers. But you know, we just want to enjoy the bye week, and then we understand, regardless of what happens to Baltimore next week, we're playing a very good football team, a team that gave us a run for our money last year. And I think you just look at the additions they've made, Jamal Lewis, and, you know, with another year under his belt, Mike Anderson on defense. We played him without Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, and I still thought it was one of the best defenses we played last year. Yeah, those guys, plus a Trevor Price, all of a sudden, that's a very dominating type defense, and so we've got our work cut out for us.
John, you know, one thing, we see the two outside linebackers involved in more plays than we're used to seeing guys involved in around here.
Yeah.
Is that by design?
Well, I think that goes to, you know, I think it's been obvious to everyone, we aren't blitzing nearly as much. We're playing a lot of four-man rush, and those guys, you know, what we want to do is let those guys get back and utilize their athletic skills. They're both incredible athletes, incredible football players with great instincts. DJ and Ian were named defensive players of the game, kind of co-deal, and I thought they deserve it. They played great football for us, and we need that to continue.
Is it fair to say it all starts with G Money up front? Does he set the tone for this defense?
Yeah, I think it all starts up front, and Gerard's a big part of that. But particularly when you have the ball thrown against you 55 times, you see we played just about everybody there was, and we played them a lot. Demetrian Veal, you know, Kennard, John Engelberger, they all come in and been productive for us.
You look at the great defenses throughout the past, and they have an aura where they command respect, they command fear in a lot of ways. Do you feel like in the first 3 games with the records this defense has set, you guys are beginning to assume that kind of aura on defense?
I hope so. You know, I've been a part of defenses like that, and lots of times you got half the battle won before you ever step on the field. When you can strike fear in people, that's a good thing. I think we've got a ways to go to get there, but I think we're starting to get some respect and keeping offensive coordinators up late at night thinking, how do we get the ball in the end zone? And that's always a good thing.
You've got to like the progression the offense showed in New England. A couple of long tosses, Jerome got in the game, and obviously Tatum Bell started.
And we never wavered. This is a team, and we understood that sometimes we got to pick each other up. But we never wavered in our confidence in the offense, and they never wavered in themselves. And, you know, they clicked against a great defense on the road in a hostile environment. And I think if you look at the situations in that game, backed up a lot. In hostile environments, those are tough situations. But I thought they handled them, and hopefully that can really lead to us starting to really explode on some people.
What impresses you when you see him in practice and making the plays he does? What impresses you about his athleticism or skills?
Well, I think first of all, it's his want to. I mean, this game is very important to him, and he gets frustrated in practice if he doesn't catch every ball, if he doesn't run a route right. And I like guys where the game's that important. It means something to him. It means something individually, and his ability to help this team. He wants to be a leader on this team, and I think he's kind of stepping forward. And you know, leaders make plays when the team needs them, and he certainly did that the last game and the game before.
Thanks.
talk about his 1-2. Are there different levels in every locker room, every player? Are there guys that are bigger desires than others?
Yeah, I think so. Just as in life, I mean, these are the best players in the world in this league, so something's got to separate you, you know, and there's a lot of – every team's got a plethora of great athletes, but the thing that distinguishes a Rod Smith, a Javon Walker, you know, the great players in this locker room, a Champ Bailey, is the little things they do. And sometimes they are a little more gifted, but it's the preparation that they put in. It's the work they do. And it's when you're around guys like that, you study their patterns. It's it's not just coincidence when they go out there and have success.
That being said, then, is there one guy in this locker room that you just enjoy watching? He's that guy that you're like?
Rod, I think Rod's the guy to me. Just keeps making plays. He's as selfless as players I've ever been around, as good as team player. In the process has accomplished so many things things that have never been done for an undrafted player. And the way he carries himself, the way he cares about his teammates, the way he's just the professional that he is, he's an inspiration to me and I think this entire locker room.
How about excitement-wise? Is there an Ugay that's just like, he's just better than everybody else?
I think Champ would probably be that guy. His athleticism is unparalleled in this. But again, with Champ, a lot of guys have been through this league with his kind of ability, and they don't want to tackle a soul. And you've seen Champ this year. A lot of people aren't throwing his way. Probably smart on their part, but he's going to find a way to make an impact on the game. And his tackling this year, I don't think he's missed a tackle all year. And that doesn't surprise me because he takes great pride in every aspect of his game.